Praise the Lord. I greet you all. Things in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is Brother Kimani again from Eldoret, Kenya. I would wish to continue with what the little thought we started yesterday on how God keeps His word. Now, I want to read a scripture to add on what we read yesterday. This is from the book of Revelation 22, verse 17 to 19. The Bible says that the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." Let him that heareth say, "Come." Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Now, verse 18 says this: "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Now, yesterday, I ended with a testimony. And I remember we read the book of Numbers 13 from verse 27 to 30. And we saw how the men or the spies who had been sent by Moses to go and spy the land that God had promised to their father Abraham, their forefathers, that he would give them for an inheritance. And they go, and for sure they see exactly what had been said about the land is exactly what was in that land. For the Bible says they even came back with evidence of fruits, I mean grapes, and they said there is a, sometimes I prefer reading, that exactly what it is saying, there was, the land was flowing with milk and honey. Now, you see, what is a bit surprising is the fact that the very characters who had been sent, because the scripture here says, verse 26 of Numbers 13, "And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel and the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land." So they had evidence of the fact that what was said about that land of promise was true. And the acceptance said, and they told him and said, "We came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it." They even confessed they came with a piece of honey, the fruit of it. Oh my, they used the land that what had been spoken about the land was true. But now the question is, I mean, verse 20 says, "Nevertheless," So they saw what God said about the land. They realized, I mean, they accepted it was true. They came with the evidence. Yet they had a but. Now, I've been wondering, and is a proof exactly of what is going on today. Because you would have expected, because these are the very characters who were in Egypt. When God sent Moses, when God performed miracles for their deliverance, they're the very characters who were in, who saw God parting the Red Sea and then crossing on dry land. Now, they're the very characters who have said that what they read, what they were told about the land is true. Now, you'd have expected, because that's exactly what has happened, and the evidence is there, and God has proved to them all along as they came in, you would have expected to take a step immediately and go and possess the land. Because what else was there? What God has said about the land was evident before their eyes. What they had heard about the land was evident before their eyes. It was even now in their hands. The fruit of they have tested of the goodness of this land. Just like brothers and sisters, the times we're living in. You know, God sent a message, and for sure, those of us who have believed this message have seen, have tested the goodness of this message. But majority of us would just remain, you know, with what happened. We would rather remain with telling people what happened. We would rather remain with telling people with what Brother Branham said and what took place in his ministry and what happened in his days and how God worked in his times. And now we are feeling good when we read about the signs, the miracles, the power, the supernatural presence of God that was in their meetings. And we would feel good about it and testify to people how God did it, how God blessed, you know, just Hattie, how the prayer was answered, how the blind man, you saw, we ran out of the barber room when he was being shaved because he had received his sight, how the opossum was healed. Would really talk about that which is good and feel stimulated and even shout amen, shout hallelujah, because it has happened. I mean, it happened. It took place, and you take how God was in the prophet. But the question is, when it comes to our day, how do we take it? Now, the Israelites, the children of Israel, these spies who had been sent, you know, came back and said the evidence is there. But, oh, there was what problem? There was a problem. The people are so strong in the land. The people are so strong. And the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Now the question, when God was giving them the land, didn't he know that people were strong? Didn't he tell them, as he talks about the verse 29, the Amalekites? Didn't he tell them that he would give them the land of the Amalekites, the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Canaanites? Didn't God tell Abraham about it? Did God speak through the mouth of Moses about the land where they are going, the land of the Jebusites, the Perizzites, the Hittites, and so on? Did God tell them you'd give them that land? Yet when they come now to manifest, to vindicate, when they come to face the reality of it, then they back up. It's okay, it's there. It's okay, it's done. It's okay, we can hear, we can talk about it. But oh my, the people are strong. Now, if we bring down to our level today, God has also spoken about how things would be. And what was expected of the bride, because I believe from the bottom of my heart, and I'm not speaking with a lot of confidence, because God has proven and is vindicating among others that he's not only caring about me here in Kenya, that I have brother, you know, let me even put it like this. When God spoke about we leaving our own brothers for the sake of his name, he said what? I would give you more brothers. I would give you more sisters. You know, it may just sound as simple as that. It may sound as easy as that. And it may sound like, yes, this is going to come. And we even have the language all over in the world today. By God, let me just as an example for our country. You know, as long as you meet and say you believe the prophet, you believe the prophet, you are brother, you are sister. Is that the kind of brotherhood God was talking about? Is that the kind of sisterhood God was talking about? I don't think so. Because it is the sisterhood, it is the brotherhood that carries the characteristics of the saints of the old times, where the love is pure, the love is real. The brotherhood, the unity is real. You know, we've been traveling, but I don't know whether, to me, I don't take it for granted that I can take a flight from here all the way to Nigeria, and I'm not scared who I'm going to meet, because I'm sure that the brother I'm going to meet in Nigeria is my brother indeed. I'm not worried. I don't know how I can put it to make it very clear. You see, that brother may throw me out, may not even treat me the way I expect to be treated, may not be concerned about me. When I'm taking the flight, I'm so sure that I'm meeting a brother who is my brother indeed. A brother who we have the same blood. Regardless of he's Nigerian, who is Ghanaian, who is Zambian, or whatever, who is Norwegian, or so on and so forth. You know, there's that confidence, that untold confidence, and you know, unexplainable confidence of the person I am meeting is my brother. The person I'm meeting is my sister. You know, we have seen in our country, people talk much about it, but you see, when it comes to that brotherhood, you don't see it. But I want to say this. When I come down to the level we are in, when I come down to this thing I'm seeing manifested in our midst, when I come down to the brethren I'm fellowshipping, communicating with, and communing with, particularly like in this platform, I see God. I see the manifestation. I see what God promised about the brotherhood. That there is no hypocrisy, that there is sincerity, that there is honesty, that the unity is not fabricated, is a real unity of faith. And it's something that we need to, you know, to thank God for, to praise God for, that God who promised to bring us brothers is a God who keeps his word. We can just start from that simple thing. You see, because, you know, when these brethren, I was just reading somewhere where the prophet was saying that, you know, we have 10 people who are reading from a different page and 2 people who are reading from a different page. Now, the 10 people were looking at circumstances. The 2 people were looking at the word, the promise, the word that faileth not. You see, and that's exactly what I want us even to have, my brothers and sisters, this morning, that we need to look at the promise of God's word. Why so? Because whether people like it or not, whether people believe it or not, the word of God stands and has never ever failed, and it will never ever fail. Joshua or Caleb, the Bible says here, stilled the people and told them, let us go at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Why do you say that? We are well able to overcome it. Because he knew, he was sure, he was certain that the God who promised was more than able to bring it to fulfillment. And the God who promised can never fail. He's powerful, he's mighty. If he did what he did in Egypt, if he delivered them from the hands of Pharaoh and his henchmen and the army, oh, brothers and sisters, I've said, you know, the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ has been a stumbling block. And he has made many people to fail to see that God keeps his word. If only the Israelites would have seen and taken, they would have avoided the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. They would have avoided, and would equally avoid, or could have avoided, the wanderings in this desert, worldly desert, if only people would take God at his word, and to know that we are privileged, we are blessed to have the God of heaven as our God. We are blessed to have King Jesus as our God. We are blessed to be called his children and his sons and his daughters. The Bible says that Caleb told them, we are able. And I want to say this morning, brothers and sisters, that even we are able. The bride and the spirit are in agreement that it is possible. Why? God promised that when he was sending the message, he was taking us to the apostolic days so that we may, you know, experience, enjoy the goodness, the supernatural presence of God right in our midst, and walk in the steps, in the power, in the victory that they also walked in. So, Revelation book says what? That whoever adds or subtracts from this. Amen. Let's finish with that again. Because that's exactly what they were subtracting. These 10 men were subtracting. Oh, it's not possible. Yes, it's there, but. That but is a subtraction. Why you put a but there? These men are strong. The cities are walled up. We can't make it. Huh? We can't. Who said so? Today. It's like, yeah, we are expecting things may happen. We shall discuss about it tomorrow. But it's like, you know, God is historical. He is not historical. He was in the past and he's in the future, but he's in the present. I want to assure you, brethren, today, that God keeps his word. He keeps his word. And let us learn from the little bits of things that he is doing in us and build our faith on that. Like what our brother Yados told us the other day. Build, add unto your faith virtue. Build these things up so that we can reach the level we can come to where God is expecting us to be, and we can see him. We can see his power. The supernatural presence of God is just there for us. It is for us to wait and rely and thirst for it. He says, I testify to every man that heareth the words of the prophets of this book, if any man shall add, and these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Yeah, if you add, they're going to be taken away. But if you believe and trust, they are yours. You will possess them. You can keep them. You can enjoy them. They are yours. Every promise is yours. My brother, my sister, hear this. God keeps his word, and God does not fail, and God will never fail. It's you he's looking to believe him, to trust him, to take him at his word. God bless you. We'll meet tomorrow, God willing. Amen.